SBS Radio.
Esnitzer, it's been revealed that Sydney's Orthodox rabbis were told they were prohibited from attending the communal funeral service of former New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President Jeremy Spinak, who, of course, sadly and tragically died at the age of 36 last year. And the reason given was because it was being held at, quote, a reform temple. The Rabbinic Council of New South Wales Honorary Secretary Rabbi Chaim Ingram said that following consultation with the Sydney Beth Din, rabbis could attend the graveside service for Spinak, but not the communal Emmanuel Synagogue service that was attended by 1,000 people. Jewish Board of Deputies President in New South Wales Leslie Berger said, "It is shameful and beggars belief that at a time of enormous sensitivity and piercing grief and trauma, a declaration was issued prohibiting attendance of Orthodox rabbis at Jeremy's funeral."
And let me just clarify it, Shane, that Orthodox rabbis are not permitted to go into a Reform synagogue?
Well, that's the advice given to Orthodox rabbis by the Sydney Beth Din about this.
All right. So, and therefore, they went to the graveside, but they didn't attend the service that was attended by 1,000 people for Jeremy Spinak.
That's right. Although Leslie Berger did say it must be noted that a significant and meaningful number of Orthodox rabbis did show, quote, the moral clarity and leadership our community expects of our religious leaders by attending his funeral. So some went against the advice of the Sydney Beth Din and did attend.
So Shane, in fact, some Orthodox rabbis did attend the funeral service at the Emmanuel Synagogue, which is a Reform synagogue.
That's right, including the great synagogue's Rabbi Benjamin Elton, who we understood sought his own advice about this matter by a close rabbi contact in Israel that he has, and the advice given to him was that he could attend.
I wanted to ask you about the Beth Din in Sydney, because it is quite turbulent times for the Beth Din in Sydney.
Yeah, that's right. So just in late December, there was a 2-1 decision in the New South Wales Court of Appeals that upheld a previous ruling that found the Sydney Beth Din's rabbis, Moshe Gudnick, Yehoram Ullman, Michael Cricky and Eli Schlanger, guilty of contempt of court. In the decision, it was about involving rabbis threatened a Jewish man with religious sanctions for allegedly refusing to attend the Beth Din after he asked for the case to be heard in a secular court.
From what I understand, it was a civil matter, and he wanted to go to the court of the land, to the civil court, because it was a civil matter. But I think the other side wanted to go to a rabbinical court. Was that the case?
Yes, that was. But the court found that, in fact, it should have just gone to a civil case, and the Beth Din was wrongful, according to the court, in their actions. Justice John Robertson Sakar said, quote, "The Beth Din is an organization that wishes, indeed demands, the respect and reverence from its parishioners, and yet appears to be a law unto itself." But of course, the Sydney Beth Din, in a statement, has said that, according to its view, the halachically correct forum for disputes between Jews to be heard is at the Beth Din.
But you know, I must tell you, Shane, that even in Israel, civil matters are in the civil court of Israel, and only family matters, marriages, divorces, and anything to do with family law, is under the rabbinical court in Israel.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. And yeah, the Sydney Beth Din, according to them, they believe that they were acting within the parameters of the law at all times. And they believe the judgment, and it's understood they're considering appealing to the High Court. So there might be more news on this very shortly.
And I understand the two rabbis resigned from the executive of the Rabbinic Council of Australia and New Zealand following that finding in the court.
Yeah, that's right. So the great synagogues in Sydney, Benjamin Elton, and Rabbi Alon Meltzer from Or Chadash, which is also in Sydney. They quit following decision of contempt in court for the Sydney Beth Din. Of course, they also did this after Rabbi Moshe Gudnick from the Sydney Beth Din, who is also the current president of the Rabbinical Council of Australia and New Zealand, said he wouldn't be stepping down as president of that organization. So Rabbis Elton and Meltzer said this was a factor. They referred to the organization's own code of conduct, which states that a rabbi will, quote, at all times conduct himself in accordance with the halakha and the laws of the land.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. And Shane, we can't not mention the passing of one of Israel's most famous writers, most famous author, Amos Oz, who passed away a week ago on December 28 at the age of 79 after a battle with cancer.
Yeah, absolutely. There's tributes flowing in from many Jewish leaders and just fans of his work. His works were translated, of course, into 45 languages, more than any other Israeli author. And probably your listeners would know probably his most famous work was the groundbreaking memoir, A Tale of Love and Darkness. So the Israel and World Jewry have lost a giant with his passing, and the Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO, Peter Wertheim, said Amos Oz personified the original Israel with all of its idealism, social solidarity and hope for the future. Yet without ever descending into hatred or contempt, he had a realistic understanding of its failings and also of the failings of its enemies. He said, Israel and the Jewish people have lost a giant at a time when we have never been in more need of such a figure. And of course, Amos Oz visited Australia in 2011, and he spoke to packed audiences, and he was also conferred with an honorary degree from the University of Melbourne, which was presented and organized behind the scenes as well by Hilton Immerman, former Shalom CEO, who also paid tribute to what he has described as a literary genius, and that spending time with Amos Oz was one of the greatest privileges of his life. Anti-Defamation Commission Chairman Dvir Abramovich, who is actually in the process of writing a book about Amos Oz, also paid tribute to him and wrote a lengthy piece for us on page 2. He said, we've lost a true humanist and one of the most original authors and intellectuals of the 20th century.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week and happy New Year, happy and fantastic 2019. SBS.com.au